You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Steve Perrin, who is offering management lead for automotive and connected vehicles for IBM's Watson IoT business unit, and has worked with automotive and electronic clients for 25 plus years. He can discuss the intersection of AI or artificial intelligence, cognitive machines in cars. Stephen can present an insider's view for our automotive future, in which everything we think and feel about cars will change. Mr. Perrin, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, so good to have you with us. Now, I find that your book is quite fascinating, and I think readers will too, but when you were writing it, how did you decide what to present in terms of the reader's perspective? And some of the information is obviously technical, but it's also mind-blowing.
Yeah, we were first motivated by a lot of the hype that's in the marketing going on right now about, you know, some of those terms you mentioned, AI, right, autonomous vehicles. And that kind of led us to a structure that was, okay, hey, let's look at these levels and try to really explain to people what it means, because there's a big difference between talking about an autonomous car that's doing what you see on the road today with adaptive cruise and some cool features, versus, you know, telling your car to go pick up your daughter at soccer practice. So that's, you know, a 30-year window.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Now, explain connected cars and data-defined vehicles. The terms obviously don't sound like cars as we think of them today.
Yeah, that's, you know, one way to really start thinking about that is when people, you first started having the Garmin in your car, right? And everybody put this little thing up on their dash, and then they found out, okay, I have to take it to my computer and download maps on it, right? So that's kind of software defined. You know, the features and things typically have to be updated and done manually, really not like your smartphone works. When you start thinking about data defined, it's the characteristics of the environment, the vehicle, and the person that dictates what's going to happen in the future. So, you know, how you feel may affect whether a personal assistant says, you know, do you want coffee? Are you tired? You know, all of these different kinds of things. Hey, the rain's coming. Do you want to pull over and have dinner? So that's the new kind of context, or what we call data-defined vehicle, or the customer experience that people are going to have based on the use of this personal information.
Also, Mr. Perrin, can you explain the difference between an automobile and your term automobile?
Yeah, Sebastian, in his first book, actually coined that term. And if you look in our title, you see the mobile capitalized, right? Well, in his first book, he talked about this transformation, which is really, you know, about the what a lot of people also refer to as the Internet of Things, telematics or connected vehicle for automotive. And really, the industry started out with a capital auto, see, A-U-T-O, and the lowercase was mobile. And now the whole industry, and not just OEMs, right, but it's been an industry because you have new players like Uber and Lyft and Car2Go and these types of companies that are offering these new mobility services. So now the mobile is more important than the physical and the auto piece. So that's where that came from.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Steve Perrin, who is offering management lead for automotive and connected vehicles for IBM's Watson IoT business unit, and has worked with automotive and electronic clients for over 25 years here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Perrin, are there other kinds of companies on the forefront of this shift from cars to mobility?
Yeah, there's look at the top brands, you know, Amazon, Apple, Google. You hear all kinds of stories with these companies. And that's where we get, as you see in the title, right, automobile life, or what we ultimately say as you move through this progression, right? You'll move from this type of early connected vehicle, ultimately this new cognitive vehicle, and then it will be a cognitive life. And so now people are going to start stitching together, like Amazon is already doing. So you can do some Alexa things from your phone. You can do that from the car, and depending on the OEM. And, you know, Apple's in the home, and Apple, and you can do Siri in the car. And so they're all trying to get as many touch points, you know, related to you in their purview. So it's as much the top brands as the Uber and the Lyft and strictly other types of companies, even, you know, insurance, rental fleets, dealers, right? All industries that are going to be really changed by more in the short term in these urban areas in how they try to connect with their customers than they did before, you know, selling to, you know, rural and married families.
Why is it only going to take a decade or so for cars to transform per our conversation here?
Well, it's at least going to take that long. But and that's where I mentioned earlier on the levels of these things, right? You're just going to constantly see a progression of different levels and capabilities within the cars. Certainly, as you're already seeing on the advanced driving assisted systems, or ADAS, they call it, is improving the lane, the steering, a lot of videos about Tesla, but all these kind of features that are first going to, you know, enhance the physical drive. And then you're also seeing things like the GM marketplace, you know, what Waze does, how merchants and, you know, the new Navi interactions, like on the Audi virtual cockpit, is another great example of how, those technologies are here today, and they're just going to constantly improve them, you know, really blending, I think, what you have on your phone, what you have in your car, you know, really through the personal assistant. And we can talk about the digital divorce in a minute, but all now through this personal assistant, right? Because more and more people are starting to get more comfortable with, and how they have their headsets and all this to say, hey, Siri, call so-and-so, and, you know, not really have to, use that channel much better, both on the phone and the vehicle. So that type of, type of interaction alone is really what's going to drive everybody into this cognitive, life, even moving beyond Alexa.
What about people with old-fashioned cars? Will they still even be able to use the roads? And I'm imagining a driver self-driving car collision.
in a way, they're, happening in some fashion already. So sure. Actually, probably one of the biggest limitations will be the legislation, insurance, how they want to handle these types of situations. But it's just like seatbelts and anti-lock brakes. And think about how those things came out. And eventually then it's regulated that everybody will have it. And, all of those things. And then over time, the other cars can still be kept in circulation. But a lot of those initial autonomous areas will be very controlled. It's much, much harder to deal with a lot of the variables with weather and objects and, limitations that, night, rain, sleet, all these types of things that can affect these types of systems today. So, and all the situations they have to cover. So you'll see lots of different blends. I mean, certainly like you all of a sudden you can go into downtowns and just have walking areas. Well, you'll go in and have walking autonomous areas and things like that.
It certainly is mind-blowing, and it has been great to have had you with us per your expertise on the matter. Lastly, any advice for the next generation of car buyers?
Yeah, I think certainly you're already seeing it and I've already done some interviews as well with folks talking about their kids and, 23, 28, and not even having purchased a vehicle and living in the cities and not even really thinking about vehicles. So, think about your, really what your mobility needs are. We had a generation there for a while that it was 16. The car was the status. The car was everything. Now about mobility, it certainly might be that, personal assistant and how close you're going to get with that on how it gets you around. You won't even think of it as Uber. You'll just say, hey, Siri, can you get me a ride to that? And the ride shows up. So, see how that changes as well. So But it's certainly going to be exciting and dynamic for everyone.
Certainly sounds like it, and a lot to look forward to. Where can listeners get more information, not only on yourself, but on the book, My Cognitive Automobile Life?
Sure. Of course, Google Stephen Perrin, last name, P-E-R-U-N. The book's out on Amazon, also on LinkedIn, Twitter. You can get out there and see what we're up to.
Again, Mr. Perrin, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for your time today here on the program. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Steve Perrin, who is offering management lead for automotive and connected vehicles for IBM's Watson Internet of Things business unit, and has worked with automotive and electronic clients for over 25 years. And for further details, you can visit think-automobility.com. .org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.